Welcome back. Children, if I would ask you this question, who is your minister? What would you say? I think you would say, well, we have Pastor Lipsy and we have Pastor Vanderhoek as ministers. Right? But although that is true, today I want to point to someone who is far more glorious and a far more faithful minister. His name is Jesus. He should be your minister. Let's see what he does as we meditate on Hebrews 8, verse 1 and 2. Now of the things which we have spoken, Hebrews 8, verse 1 and 2, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Now as this daily devotional, is the last daily devotional and brings our time to a close, together, as we have been meditating on the names of Jesus and with Pastor Lipsy on several other things, this is a very applicable verse. The summary of everything that has been said to you in the weeks and months past is this. We have a glorious and great high priest, and his name is Jesus, and actually, he is the one who ministers to us, church, by all kinds of different means. He is our minister. Beloved, your pastors are mere men, and I think you know that. I'm sure we have fallen short in the way we've ministered to you in these months past, but let me point to the one and only minister who ministers perfectly, and who amazingly is pleased to use imperfect men like us to minister to his children and to call those who still need to be added to his church and to God's people. Now we rejoice really when the earthly sanctuary, when the church doors open, right? And let us never forget, when these doors go open, that the real work of salvation has taken place, is finished, but even still is being applied by the power of the Holy Spirit and takes place and comes to us from heaven, where Jesus is. As this text shows, he sits there at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. That's where true worship takes place. Uninterrupted worship takes place in glory, with the angels, with the saved saints. He is the one who leads his church back into worship when the doors go open again. And as this minister of the sanctuary, he does four things in the lives of those who trust in him, in the lives of believers. He first of all instructs us. When Jesus spoke on earth already, people were very astonished about his doctrine because he spoke with authority, unlike anything they had ever heard. So it is still, although Jesus is now in heaven, his doctrine, his teaching, his instruction is still very powerful and comes with authority. When the Lord works in our hearts, in the fabric, this word, he weaves it into the fabric of our lives, and he works so deeply into our souls, he does amazing things in our lives. The word has power. Hebrews 4, verse 12 and 13 show that very clearly. For the word of God is quick. That's sharp. Living. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of our thoughts, and the intents of our heart, what we want with our heart, our desires. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So the Word knows exactly, God through his Word knows exactly what you and I need. And he exposes it. Isn't that powerful? If that's not powerful, what is powerful? Is this what the Word has been doing in your life, in my life, these past 4 months? Then know that was the ministry of Jesus Christ, who is the minister of the sanctuary. Now second here, he is the counselor. As a minister, he is the counselor. He's called counselor by Isaiah. And when we come to him, we find in him that merciful high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, with the weaknesses that we have, with our temptations. He can be sympathetic. He was without sin. He was in everything made like us. And to him belongs a perfect counseling ministry. It's still ongoing. It's 24/7. Whenever you need, you can go. You can, as it were, by the grace of God and by what Christ has done, we can walk in without appointments. And when you tell him his needs, he's 100% attentive to your cries. His thoughts never wander. Psalm 34, verse 17 says, the righteous cry and the Lord hears, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. He's not just hears and listens, he counsels, but he delivers. Which counselor can really deliver? Do you feel a lack of wisdom? Well, come to this counselor, this minister of the sanctuary. Do you often wonder, how can I live a more Christ-like, a more godly life? Well, Christ is our minister of the sanctuary, and he can give that wisdom to you. He's the perfect counselor, and his word is the perfect counseling manual. Third, when we as pastors look at our prayer lives, we are often ashamed and we bow our heads. But let me point to Jesus, the minister of a greater and more glorious sanctuary. And when we look at his prayers, Hebrews shows us something about that. His prayers are effectual. Already when he was on earth, it says in Hebrews 5, verse 7 through 9, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save him from the death, and was heard, so that's effectual, he was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto them that obey him. Now that is amazing. His prayers helped him to learn obedience, yes, and helped him in suffering, through the suffering, but he became the author of eternal salvation. And his prayers helped him in those things, and help us to look to him. But his prayers are not just there, it's also in heaven. And how effectual they are. Think about what the Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter about when he was tempted by Satan. He said, but I have prayed for you, Simon Peter, that your faith fail not. And did it fail? Absolutely not. It was shaken. He denied the Lord, but it didn't fail. Therefore, we can say that his prayers, Jesus' prayer in heaven for his church, are the most effectual ministry there ever has been. Listen to Hebrews 7, verse 25. Wherefore he is able, Jesus is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. So we come in prayer to him. Why can we come to him? Because he ever lives to make intercession. He ever prays for his people. And he lives forever. He can do that without interruption. He can pray without ceasing. What a minister he is. Now the fourth thing here is being an example. Ministers are called to be examples of the flock. And how important that is. Our lives should be epistles that can be read by other people. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 3. And how important that we walk close to Jesus. I read this recently and spoke especially about ministers, but how true that is also true about believers. You need to realize that you've got nothing to give to others that you yourself did not receive. But beloved, I speak for myself. How often are we poor examples as parents, as ministers, even? But that's why I rejoice to, as we close these daily devotions, to point you to a better minister. And his name is Jesus. And the Apostle Peter says about him that he is the perfect example. Christ left us the example in suffering that we should follow in his footsteps. The perfect example. In other words, there is no better example to look at in your life, in my life, than to look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, what he did in his suffering, how he gave his life. That love, that amazing love, only can transform your and my life into ways that are beyond us, that empower our lives by the Holy Spirit. As we learn to trust his promises, which are given to us, so that we live trusting in the promises that tell us that we have these precious and great promises for our lives that are everything we need for life and godliness. So as we come to a close with these daily devotions, let me summarize. In all our needs, let us trust this minister most of all, more than man. Oh yes, we can be useful to one another, and that's the grace of God. All glory be to him. But he is the greater minister who is pleased to use flawed ministers as we are. And so praise be to God. And may he continue to minister to you. Amen.